There's never been a better time than right now to be a musician.
Jenny hit Austin.
My name's Phil, and I just want to play rock and roll, man.
Tougher than the rest.
Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchett on the P2 Podcast, broadcasting to you in beautiful high-definition audio or something quite like it, to all four corners of the globe, on this greenish-blue planet that we call our Earth, hurling through space. But who brings it all into juxtapositional context? Is that a phrase? Did I just say that? What does that mean? Who makes sense out of all things life, music, the world, etc., or at least attempts to and shares their thoughts? It is I, P2, Phil Pritchett. Good to hear from you, everybody. Gosh, I got so much email from my dad podcast. A flood of thoughts. It's funny, you know, it's a music show. I'm a music guy. I'm always talking about this in the industry, blah, blah, blah. I get a couple, you know, I get feedback. Hey, Phil, yeah, well, you know, I bought this record. I don't do this anymore. Here's how I record. So I did my podcast a couple weeks ago about the dad, about being a dad, picking up carpool. Flood of emails. Flood of emails. Sirens going off. Overload. Tweets and retweets. Emails to Phil at philpritchett.com saying, Phil, I'm with you, man. There with the dads. I'm one of them with my backwards hat and my tattoos picking up my kid. Many apologies. Apology accepted. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, man, all of us dads, we just do it all, don't we? We do it all, don't we? Times, they are a-changing, as Dylan once said, right? Well, 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 what have you got for us, Phil? What do you got for us? Well, we've had this exciting, cool spring, haven't we? Man, isn't it been nice? Breezy? We were downright cool Memorial Day weekend down there in Corpus Christi. Just a cool breeze. You know, a little humid, but, man, certainly not. Many of you have been down to our shows at Corpus and just watched the band dying, melting in front of you, sweating, giving it all away. Of course, we did that last time, too. Just it wasn't 100 degrees with 95% humidity. So we hung in there pretty well. Richard Marshall, Turning Heads, our JW's brother, our keyboard player. Not only is he 7 feet tall, but he's over there hunched over the keys, man. He also plays some mandolin. So the full band, a little fuller these days at some of these shows. Very exciting. It's good for me, man. I mean, good grief. How like, we always were a three-piece. Proud of it. Love it, the power trio. But, man, it's fun having a voice, a different, you know, some keyboard sounds on some of the songs. It keeps it fresh for me. And for the other guys in the band, Cody and Blue. And we're thrilled to have Richard along on a lot of these shows. Well, speaking of the band, folks, golly, I've got this record ready to go. It's so it's kind of weird these days, frankly. You're not making physical CDs or anything like that. You're not doing artwork per se. You don't have a fold-out thing. You just kind of come up with a photo or something and a title. It all seems very... I don't want to say plain or something, but you know, it is what it is. You just say, well, we just need a thumbnail sketch of something. So, Phil Pritchett, we're calling this one, Aw Yeah. Phil Pritchett, Aw Yeah. It's just a new songs, man. So today we're going to give, now this isn't going to be hitting iTunes and Spotify probably for a couple of weeks. You got to upload all that stuff. There's a bit of a rigmarole, you know, you got to get uploaded and it starts to show up on Amazon first, then Rhapsody, and then iTunes. So it's kind of this unfolding process probably through the month of June, the album kind of getting out there and available to everybody. But, of course, you, as though, as one in the know, as one who is right on the cutting edge of all things P2, all things music, all things fresh, you with a higher IQ and intelligence who listen to this podcast, it's all going to pay off today. We're gonna play tracks from the album. You can check them out. If you send me an email, or as a lot of you have done, thank you very much. You've done the little podcast tip jar. I will send you back a little thank you thing when you do. It's a PayPal little tip jar deal. You can just put something in there. I'll say, hey man, thanks a lot, and I'll attach a couple of the tracks, a couple of the MP3s, and email them back to you. If you hadn't gotten the tracks lately, let me know, because I intend to do that every time. So thanks to all of y'all who've done that. The little plops into the tip jar have ranged widely. It's a very humbling. Of course, we don't have sponsors on this show. You are the sponsors. You own the show. You, the fans. So hit the tip jar. Then I'll automatically get a notice from PayPal. Hey, this guy, you know, this donation's come in. Then that gives me an email address, and I can just bounce back the tracks to you. Certainly not mandatory. If you just email me, phil@philpritchard.com, say, let me hear some tracks, Phil, I'll send you a couple of tracks. You certainly don't have to pay for it. But if you do make that drop into the tip jar, the digital tip jar, tracks will be forthcoming with my thank you email. Aw, yeah. Why do we call it aw, yeah? Because this first song on the album, man, We're in a Band. Now, you've heard us playing this song live. The full band out there playing. We're in a band, man. Kind of about, you know, but some of my recent records, they're heavy. They're serious. They're High Tide in the Heartland, you know. I'll Get to You. Some of my favorite stuff we've done lately is great. But it's, you know, it's intense. And I'm not always an intense guy. I like to have fun and goof around and be nostalgic. So that's what this song accompanies. Accomplishes. We're in a band, seventh grade. And man, you just spend all day in class coming up with names and drawing stage plots. And man, I want to be on this side of the stage. No, I want to be on that side. And you're getting this argument. You haven't even played songs yet, but that's just how it is. Being in a band, wanting to play music. We're in a band, man. So check this out, man. This is the lead-off track. A lighter side, a fill in the full band, I think. It makes for a fun kickoff track here. This is We're in a Band. Check it out from the new album. Aw, yeah! On the P2 Podcast.
Starting a band.
We're in a band. We're in a band, man. We're in a band. We're in a band, man. We're in a band. We're in a band, man. We're in a band. We're in a band, man. We're in a band.
Yes, we are. Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast, folks. Well, 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 how about that, huh? Is that some rock and roll or what? We're in a band, man. You like that Cars little Moog keyboard in there? Too freaky for you? Well, then get out, man, if you can't stand it. I grew up in the 80s, man. It took everything I had to keep from going, we're in a band. We're in a band. But that would have been, I like the night, what's the car song? I like the nightlife, baby. She said, let's go. Had to stay away from it a little bit. Inspired by that kind of feeling. We're in a band. Well, we just mooged it out, stretched it out. Fun little humor. That leads us into this next track, man. I've had this one for a while. A little bluesy romp. Love the drum sounds on this. Good grief. Vampy, rompy, Pritchett and the Full Band. I've done this live as well. I'll Come Along from the new album. Oh, yeah. On the P2 Cup Podcast. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Always game. Like that track, man. The music of that track was used for some other movie and stuff. So I don't know. I'm not going to tell you where it is because it's a little... Oh, it's kind of fun. You might hear that little vamp somewhere in a commercial or something somewhere. And I might say, man, where have I heard that before? But that was way back when I was just bringing it up, man. We put some lyrics to it. Love that one. I'll Come Along. Well, no P2 record would be complete without a little waltzy 6-8. Da 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 da. A la Luke Skywalker, a la Port Aransas. I don't know. It's just one of those feels. I love the ding 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 ba ba da 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 boom ba boom ba boom. 6/8 time. You know what I'm saying? High-minded girl. How about that? Listen for the backwards guitar solo. You know, it sounds easy to do. You know, oh, just digital, man. Flip it around. Dude, I played this solo for like a week and just kept flipping it around and it always sucked. But I like the way it came out. But man, it's, you play, you listen to your solo and you go, no, I want it to kind of go. And so you try to play it backwards so that when you flip it for that effect, it all lines up. But God, it was a nightmare. But I think we got it, man. I like this one, man. Jangly, 6/8 time. High-minded girl from my new album, Aw Yeah, on the P2 Podcast.
I had a long way to climb to a high-minded girl, a high-minded girl. When I was looking to find, oh, a high-minded girl, a high-minded girl. She won't come down. She won't come down. I was a boy on the rise to a high-minded girl, a high-minded girl. Shielding the sun from my eyes, oh, a high-minded girl, a high-minded girl. She won't come down. She
High-minded girl from the new P2 in the Full Band record. Aw, yeah. Did you catch that little aw, yeah, and we're in a band? That's kind of where it comes from. Everyone around us had something that made them cool. Aw, yeah. You know, Mellencamp's got that old album. Uh-huh. You know, with the Authority song and Pink Houses. Uh-huh. I don't know. Maybe that had something to do with the title. Oh, well. Discuss amongst yourselves. There you have it, man. High-minded girl. Backwards guitar solo that took me like a week. Pulled out some clumps of hair out of my head trying to get that one to fit in there right. Good grief. What do we got next on the record, Phil? Man, I think we got time for one more here. I'm going to play one more here for you. Then next week, we're going to play the rest of the tracks for you as well here in the next podcast next week. Right here, man. You know, I did this film soundtrack for the football movie you heard me talk about forever. Old Man Football, about the guy, 40-year-old guys that go play the high school guys in Corpus Christi. So I wrote a bunch of music for it, just music, a couple of songs for it. I had a lot of different versions of this next song, and we used a different one in the film, the credits in the film. But this was a little more, you know, Pritchett Full Band sounding version that I liked, a little more just acoustic and organic kind of sound. And I like this track. It's kind of about you know, being my age and trying to go back somewhere familiar and you know, walking through sort of a surreal landscape of memories and nostalgia. Make sense? Well, Gates of Glory from the new album, Aw Yeah. on the P2 podcast. Check it out.
It takes a lot of nerve to come back this way again. It takes a lot of nerve to say you are my friend. I'm moving through time, moving through time, moving through time, and the gates of glory are closing fast. The gates of glory are closing fast. I went down to the field house and you were standing there with pom-poms in your hands and braids in your hair. Time, moving through time, moving through time, and the gates of glory are closing fast. The gates of glory are closing like me. He said he had something left over from 1993. He's moving through time, moving through time, moving through time, and the gates of glory are closing fast. Moving through time, moving through time, moving through time, and the gates of glory are closing fast. The gates of glory are closing fast.
I think I made a conscious effort on a lot of these songs. A lot of them just start, you know what I mean? It's just, I had a long way to climb. You know, just boom, right in there. Just, it takes a lot of, just starts right on the vocal. How many songs you hear? It's just some guy strumming a G chord for like 30 seconds and the guy finally starts singing. We listen to those old Beatles songs and stuff, they just jump right in there, you know? It's just, Gene, try to see it my way. It's just, the vocals are right there, right at the top. Don't waste any time. Get right in there. That's what I was trying to do a little bit on these. A lot of these songs are like 2 minutes and 20 seconds. So I was just kind of moving through them. I had a whole bunch of them. And there you have it, man. All of these songs on Aw Yeah, just kind of starting right up. But, man, wait till you hear next week, man. Next week's podcast, because I got a couple of instrumentals on this album. I got a cover on this album. That's all kind of in the second half. Yeah, I still kind of think of like two sides of the record. I don't know. So that's always my thought process when making a little collection of songs. So I'm really excited about this album. These are all fun, listenable, playable songs that mean a lot to me. Some of these songs from a couple albums ago, they're hard to play live. They're either real long and slow, or, you know, it's not that I don't love them. It's just that sometimes it's hard to fit them into the show or teach to the guys in the band I don't know. People just have varying degrees of interest in playing them live, given all of our own old stuff that we play. But these have always been fun to play and have been taking root in the live show. And so look forward to next week. We'll play some more tracks for you off of Aw Yeah, my new record that'll be coming out here. Keep an eye out for it on iTunes and Spotify. It'll be trickling out there. And thanks so much to everybody for hitting that tip jar. This show is solely supported by and sponsored by you, the fans. I'm not giving you commercials the whole time, telling you to go drink beer with this guy or this brand or use this different kind of tire or air freshener. But if the spirit moves you, man, throw something in the PayPal tip jar there on the P2 podcast page on the left-hand side. I'll get the email that you've donated. I'll shoot you some of these tracks, man, and just attached MP3s. I've just got them here on the computer. Just from my iPhone, man, I'll just shoot them right to you. Hey, man, here's a couple songs, and then you can get the rest of the record as it gets out there. So thanks so much to those of y'all who have sent me the well wishes and donations and all that stuff. I couldn't do it without you. Well, 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 folks, that's all the time we have here on the P2 Podcast for this week. Some new music. So excited. Summer is here. Rock and roll, man. Always email me, phil@philpritchard.com. Let us know when the band can come play for you. We even got Tall Richard, man, playing keys and on some of the shows. So, man, the full band's even fuller now. It's coming to your backyard or your ranch or your wedding or your festival, whatever it is. Email me, phil@philpritchard.com. There's a one-page contract. Hear what I said? One page. I just emailed to you with the date, time, price, who's playing. We make it so freaking simple. People book the band all the time and go, what else does this not include? I'm like, dude, that's it. Like, what else do we pay you, Phil? I'm like, let me say this very carefully. You pay us this, and that's it. We bring the PA. You don't have to give us food, hotel rooms, nothing. You send back the contract with the deposit, and that's it. We cover everything else. People are like, that's way too easy. We had this other band last year, and they had this rider, and they needed hotel rooms, and they needed sushi and certain kinds of wine. I'm like, yeah. Bogus, hogwash, BS. The full band comes to rock, and that's it. Shoot me an email, phil@philpritchard.com. And man, hey, if you're like, oh, I love Phil and his songs, but my friends don't know his songs, have you been to the mansion on Turtle Creek? We play there once a month, me and the band. It's a great time, a great show. They're in Dallas, Texas, 5-star hotel resort. And man, we just let the covers fly there, man. It's a great opportunity. We just love playing there. We play our own songs a lot, but we also play a lot of, Willie and Van Morrison and Talking Heads and, gosh, I Will Survive. Gloria Gaynor. We're always trying to challenge ourselves and crack each other up with however many fun, stupid cover songs we can kind of learn and kind of play. And we just have a ball, man. It's so much fun. So fear not, man. If you're going to have us come play your party and you just say, hey, Phil, you can play some, whatever, Johnny Cash or Beatles, or hey, man, y'all know any Stones or something. We played like 5 Warren Zevon songs the other night. Did Werewolves of London. We did Lawyers, Guns, and Money, and like Rolling the Headless Thompson Gunner. So if that sounds appealing, bring us in, man. We'd love it. Well, that's all the time we have, folks. We'll see you next week on the podcast. We'll listen to more of the new record. Oh, yeah, which is getting out there now. Keep an eye out for it. Hit that tip jar. I'll send you some tracks. All right, folks, we'll see you next week on the P2 Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Much tougher.